Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024. I'm Michael Thompson. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about, so let's get going. Story number one, what a day on local markets. The ASX 200 today, records were toppling. It closed up 1% to 7,897 points. That is a new high for market close. There was also an intraday record broken at 7,901 points. Every sector saw rises, and these were significant for many of them. The charge was led by metals and mining and materials. Real estate and resources also did well. It was slightly softer for financials and tech, which had a big week already. Mining giants were clearly the big winners for the day. BHP was up 1.4%. Pilbara Minerals was up 2.1%. Gold also had a solid day, nearly reaching a record of its own. Gold miner Newmont was up 3.3% as a result. In corporate specific news, Rio Tinto revealed it paid $6.2 billion in corporate tax in Australia last year. Add in royalties and the bill went up to about $10 billion. In the past decade, it's paid $81.7 billion in taxes and royalties. On to story number two, retail turnover had a 0.3% bump in February, with Taylor Swift sales responsible for a rise in clothing, merchandise, accessories, and food sales. Swifties flocked to seven sold-out concerts in Sydney and Melbourne, and that has been attributed to a big boost in spending over the month by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, and no shock, New South Wales and Victoria had the biggest rises. But when you look past the influence of Taylor Swift, which is a one-off event, it's not a hugely optimistic picture. Underlying retail turnover was up 0.1%, so spending is really stagnating. The Official Statistics Bureau also released new job vacancy data today. It shows there were 364,000 vacancies last month, down 24,000 from November, in the seventh quarterly drop in a row. Story number three, extending the lifespan of Origin's Eraring power plant would cost from $120 million to $150 million of taxpayer money, according to independent think tank Climate Energy Finance. New South Wales' biggest coal-fired power station is expected to close in August of next year, and the think tank reckons New South Wales has enough renewable energy sources to let it shut. Origin disagrees with the report, saying its assumptions are incorrect. Other reports are concerned about customers being hit with price spikes if the closure goes ahead and are uncertain that the replacement energy sources would be sufficient to make up for the 20% of the state's energy provided by Eraring. Story number four, iron ore, coal and gas prices will slump by the end of the 2020s with big ramifications for Australia's finances. This is according to a new Department of Industry, Resources and Sciences report for the March quarter. Australia's commodity exports are expected to dip 10% this financial year compared to last year. That is a decline to about $417 billion. But if you fast forward to the end of the decade, falling commodity prices will pull down earnings to $300 billion on these forecasts. That is a big difference, and that means a whole lot of pressure on the budget and a changing economy. And finally, story number five, Amazon is splashing more cash on AI. It's pouring $2.75 billion into Anthropic. This brings its total investment into the AI startup to $4 billion. Anthropic builds AI tools that create text and analysis and advanced chatbots. It was created by former members of OpenAI, which is the creator of ChatGPT. It has a much bigger focus than some AI companies on promoting the safe and responsible development of the tech. Under the terms of the deal, Anthropic will use Amazon Web Services data centers and its computer chips. It is also partnered with Google. It is a sign of things that seems to come in the AI space. That's it for the afternoon report for Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024. Adam Lang and I will be back tomorrow morning with the Friday edition of Fear and Greed to kick off your long weekend. I'm Michael Thompson. Enjoy your evening.